In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Amen. Please be seated. I want to start off today by saying, or asking, I guess, rather, what is the most amazing miracle of the New Testament? Notwithstanding the resurrection of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we're going to power past that. What is the most amazing miracle recorded in the New Testament scriptures? Any guesses? Lazarus? Okay. Any others? We got a lot to choose from, right? Raising of a lot of people from the dead, curing lots of illnesses, feeding the 5,000, all of these things. Those are all great, but I'll tell you what I think is the most amazing miracle of the New Testament. It occurs in the book of Acts, whenever we read that all of the members of the church were of one mind. It's amazing. It only happened once in the history of the church. It's only happened once in the history of the church. In our epistle reading for today, we read that Paul is writing to the church in Philippi. Now, that is a church that he himself had established. And we read in Scripture that the very first person who was a convert at Philippi was a woman by the name of Lydia. And Lydia was a dealer of purple cloth, probably had some sort of status standing or at least some money in the city. And time goes on and he's writing this letter back to the church and we read about these two women, Euodia and Syntyche, and they're having some sort of disagreement. Now, I spent a good bit of this week looking through these different Bible studies and commentaries, and everybody seems to have an opinion on what this disagreement could have been. However, it's all purely conjecture. There is nothing in the text that would lead us to believe that their fight was one way or the other of what it was. Was it personal? Was it a matter of the church? Was it doctrinal? Who knows? Doesn't matter. The point that Paul is trying to deal with, though, in the text that we have today, is that disagreements and party factions separate us from the will and the work of God. Now, Christian history has borne witness to that repeatedly, and I talked about that some last week at our service down there on the parking lot. But point of the matter is, whenever we start to divide ourselves into factions, whenever we start to have disagreements that boil over into major conflict, we are unable to focus on the gospel of Jesus Christ and our mission and ministry in the world. Why? Because we're human beings, and we take sides, and then we have to be right. Disagreements have cost us more than anything else in our history. I do believe that, my brothers and sisters. This is true both in the church, and it's true outside of these church walls. It's very true in the world we live in today, and all you have to do is turn on the 6 o'clock news to see division and strife running rampant amongst us. We're not focusing on the things that actually matter, as much as we are focusing on who's right, who's wrong, who's the better one, who's the most moral, who's the one that is most rightest or hugest or biggest or bestest or anything that you can describe. We're focusing on that rather than dealing with the problems in our society. And that's not okay. It was not okay 2,000 years ago whenever Paul was writing to this church. It's not okay today whenever we are focused on these little petty squabbles instead of actually fundamentally dealing with issues that affect our society, affect our churches, affect our people. Now, that's not to say that we don't take sides. That's not to say that we don't make firm stands whenever there is something that is important and right that we have to stand up for. Christian history is one where we haven't always made the best choice. Our own history says that we don't always make the best choice. However, God is good and loving. The more that we return to God, the more that we can align ourselves with what is good and true and just and right. Our faith should direct our principles. We cannot allow ourselves to be broken into factions that want to fight and squabble, when in reality this world is so broken, when the church needs so much especially, when the church needs to go out and be preaching the good news of God, whenever we need to be going out and preaching repentance, whenever we need to be going out and preaching to the world that the lowly are being lifted up and the proud are being cast down, whenever we need to go out there and help those who are hurting, whenever we need to tell people that God loves them, that God wants them to have amendment of life, to change themselves so that they can be who it is that God truly needs them to be, created them to be. We can't get that message out when we're fighting with each other. We can't change our world when we're too busy trying to be right in our own little factions. I went through these commentaries this past week, and I tried to find any other reference to these two women, Euodia and Syntyche. They're not saints. They're not on any sort of liturgical calendar. They're never mentioned again. There's no mention before them. We have no sources from ancient times that say anything about them. These two women got into a fight, and all that they did and worked for, it appears to have gone to naught. They're called laborers in the gospel. They were people who truly loved God, and they wanted to do something with that love, and they tried, but they couldn't get past their fights and their divisions. And so they've gone away. Whatever it is that they worked for has disappeared into the void of time and history. We too run that same risk of vanishing away when we allow fighting to interrupt our mission. That's true here. That's true outside these walls. It's true no matter where we go. Let us always work for the good. Let us only have disagreement whenever we have to. Let us be civil when we do it. Let us be the people God has called us to be. Focus on what is right and good and the gospel message. And we can change the world. And if not, my brothers and sisters, we may fade away as well. The choice is ours. Amen.